Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody. Ben here. No, this isn't a real episode. Apologies. I just wanted to let you know what's sort of going on and let you know about something exciting. Yeah, there's a non-zero chance that I won't make an episode in December, but I'll probably be doing two in January. I have one all written and recorded, and mostly edited, and as I was sitting there doing the last listen-through, it was about cities in medieval Europe, and I was just like, wasn't happy with it, and the more I listened and thought about why, the more I realized that I needed to do research and an episode on the medieval economy before I would feel really happy about the material I was presenting. And also, you know, just you sort of need the economy stuff first in general anyway. So I sat down and went and realized that I didn't have the research materials. I looked up the materials I needed. A couple of listeners who I'm going to be thanking when I do get the episode posted by name, but a couple of listeners came through and got me stuff, because the books I needed were like between $50 and $100, which is just not in the budget, especially this time of year. So you guys are great. Once again, I have the best listeners ever. You guys are awesome. But it does mean that I have like four books to read now before I can get you guys an episode. I'm about a quarter of the way through that. Just finished up the first of my my big sources. So I've got a little bit more to do. Hopefully I'll have something. I've already started writing the episode. That's just how I work. So, you know, hopefully I'll have something for you by the end of December, but it's December. So starting at the end of next week, family is going to start showing up and things might get weird. So the worst case scenario, though, is I get that one up the beginning of January, and then I've got an episode that's mostly written and recorded already. I'm probably going to have to rewrite it and re-record it, but it's mostly done already, the city stuff. I just need to nail down the economy stuff. And I'm really glad I'm doing it this way. I'm learning a ton already just from the sources I've read so far. I'm really excited. It's ridiculous being me and reading these things, because I want to share it with you guys as I'm reading it. Like, in the ideal world, I would just have a feed from my brain onto the internet of me reading this stuff and just being like, isn't this so cool? But anyway, since that's not happening, there is some good news. You will get to hear some melodious sounds of my voice in a real context. Back in, like, August or September, I recorded a crossover with Steve Guerra of the History of the Papacy podcast, which will be going live very, very shortly, if not already, on the Agora Podcast Network podcast feed. Now, I realize I sort of have maybe done a bad job of telling you guys about this, because I was talking to my dad the other day, and he didn't know that it existed. So, for everybody out there, including you, Dad, there's a feed, a podcast feed, for the Agora Podcast Network, where we do a bunch of crossovers and stuff, and so you should all check it out. There's a lot of fun stuff up there from, like, 3 years worth of content, so just that on its own is fun, and it's a bunch of us talking about things. The one that I'm about to put up is incidentally, about transportation planning, which is, you know, my day job, and also involves cities. So it's kind of apropos to what, you know, January's episode is going to be about. But yeah, so we recorded it back in August, and then I just had the worst time getting an editor together for doing it. So we've got that taken care of, it's edited, it's up, and hopefully going forward things will be a little bit more smooth. So thank you all for your patience, I hope it'll be worth the wait, and go check out the Agora Podcast Network podcast feed thing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.